It had been a warm and busy day. Spring had brought new life and energy to nature. The bright sunshine encouraged new blossoms to open and spread a delicate fragrance all around. This newness created an atmosphere of hope and anticipation. The sun was slowly disappearing in the distance, shedding light onto the earth, reflecting on the water, and giving a magical look and atmosphere. A pair of swans had retreated to their almost finished nest. They sat quietly, resting after the day's activities. The sun sent its last rays before it completely disappeared and welcomed the moon and stars into the night sky. Their silvery light sent a silent invitation for everyone to rest for the next day. It was on this very night that the female swan had a dream, which made a deep impression upon her. From that day on, she would do everything as if she were in another world. The male swan asked her why she had changed. She looked at him and quietly told him about her dream, that they were soon to be the parents of a very special child, and she would grow up to be a holy swan, capable of bringing peace and happiness to all creatures on earth. For a second, he thought his wife had gone crazy. He replied firmly that if there was ever to be a holy swan, it would have to be a strong male who could fight for peace and happiness with all his being. But she insisted that it must be a female with a loving, gentle, tolerant, and peaceful nature. The male swan moved away from her. He felt hurt because she would not accept his logic. He made a decision that if one of the children was a male, he would take special care of that child and teach him to be strong and a good fighter for rights and law and order. Perhaps a real hero needs strength to be gentle and determination to remain peaceful and loving. But their different opinions created a distance between them. A gentle breeze was moving the leaves of the huge willow tree at the edge of the bluebell wood, making secret whispering sounds. Sweet little butterflies danced through the swaying bluebells, and rays of sunlight touched their delicate wings. Spring was at its richest. The male swan grew quieter and more distant every day since hearing the news of the dream. His wife, meanwhile, put all her energy into preparing the nest with great care. It was just at the edge of the bluebell wood. The female swan started to think a lot about the Star Father, the highest being who all the creatures thought of as their father. He knew the innermost secrets of her heart, and she felt a strength when she shared her thoughts with him. The day came at last when she laid her eggs in the nest, 3 eggs altogether. With great care, she looked at each egg to find out which one contained her special child. The male swan was busy guarding his territory and showing his authority. He wanted to make sure that his family would have enough to eat, with space to swim and play in. The female swan often sat very quietly, daydreaming, imagining what the special child would be like. Would it be born with a little golden crown on its head, or a halo, or even its whole body transparent? She enjoyed playing with these ideas of what her special child would look like. It had been unusually hot that day, and the air was filled with the heaviness of a gathering thunderstorm. The sky was covered with dark clouds waiting to release their rain. Suddenly, the storm broke, sending flashes of lightning across the sky and illuminating the nest. The powerful flashes did not distract the swan from her task, and as she sat patiently on the nest, her thoughts turned again to the Star Father. It rained heavily that night. The rain was pouring down, cleansing the atmosphere, washing the leaves and flowers. The torrential rain poured in streams from the patient, silent, happy female swan. During this thunderstorm, three little baby swans were born. Whilst they tried to break free, the swan mother spread her huge wing like a protective canopy over her new creation. For a moment she thought, "What an auspicious sign it is that my children are born during a thunderstorm." The next morning, three babies, two girls and a boy, enjoyed the warm rays of the sun and looked around at their new home. Their mother searched with her eyes for a special sign on one of the babies, but there was none. All three babies looked and behaved the same. Their mother took them swimming, and they all swam with equal strength and enthusiasm. The mother and father examined their children's appearance and behavior. The father accused the mother of telling him lies about a special holy swan. He looked at the little male swan. "I will name you Prince," he said. "That's a strong, powerful name." He was determined to teach his special son, Prince, how to fight for peace in his territory. As soon as Prince was strong enough, he took him down to the river and taught him how to swim. He showed him how and when to preen his plumage in order to be safe in the water. Often, his father took him for outings to show him the wonders of his territory alongside the river. "This, my son, will be your inheritance one day," he proudly said to Prince. "There is enough food for all of us, including your children, someday." When the swan father took Prince out, the swan mother was left with her two daughters. After they were born, she desperately searched for signs in both of them to find out which one was the special swan. She had named one Lilene and the other one Lotus. She could not see any difference between them. They both looked the same. They were eating the same, and they were making the same noises. And since her dream had shattered, disappointment had pierced her heart. She felt confused. Which one of the two female swans should she pay special attention to? the strange behavior of her husband, who seemed to care more for Prince than for the other two children, made her feel sad. Secretly, she started to think more and more of the Star Father, asking him for forgiveness or telling her husband about her dream, which had brought about this strange behavior. Also, she begged him to help her to discriminate which one was the special child. It never occurred to her to treat both her daughters with equal love and affection. To end her confusion, upset feelings, and uncertainty, she finally decided to pay special attention to Lilene. She firmly decided that Lilene would be the special child of her dream. The Swan Mother had firmly taken her little girl Lilene under her right wing, cuddling her, keeping her warm and protected. The child's attempt to move and to explore the world around her was stopped by her mother, who never let her out of her sight and very often made her sit under her wing or on her back. Seated amongst her mother's snowy white feathers, Lilene was comfortable and warm. The Swan Father focused all his energy on Prince, and the mother was devoted to her chosen special child, Lilene. Lotus, however, was left out most of the time. She, being so young and inexperienced, sat for hours and hours watching her father teaching little Prince how to preen his plumage, how to swim, how to find food, and she copied and learned in this way. Day by day, she learned to look after herself, and she grew stronger and more independent. She missed the love and affection of her parents, both of them being occupied with their favorite child, and very often felt sad and lonely. Some days she would sit around not doing anything, whereas on other days she would feel strong and happy, playing at the riverbank with the little stones, or swam as if she was dancing. She was friendly and loving to every creature who passed her way. Lotus missed her brother and sister too, and wondered what it would be like to play together as a family. Her father had meanwhile taught Prince how to protect his territory, and any other creature had to leave quickly. The Swan Father would flap his wings and with a hissing noise chase away any intruder, whether it was a duck, a seagull, or a goose. All had to stay clear of his territory. Summer moved on, and the wild roses flourished as the babies grew bigger and stronger day by day. Lotus was growing up, and with a lot of time alone, she noticed many of the lovely things around her which might otherwise have appeared quite ordinary. She loved the early morning light and the stillness at the start of a new day. Lotus had become strong and very independent. One day, disaster struck. An event which was to cause much unhappiness to the Swan parents, from which it would take a long time to recover. The Swan Father and Prince were swimming in their territory, side by side, and chatting away. Prince was growing up fast, and he had, over the past few months, become very strong. His plumage was slowly changing into a beautiful white feather dress. His neck had grown longer, and his bill was about to change to orange. The swan father was especially proud of Prince because he had quickly learned how to fight in order to protect his territory. One day, a lot of happy, noisy people were rowing down the river in a boat, and on seeing the swan father and the young swan, came closer to look at them. Prince, wanting to protect his territory, flapped his wings with enormous speed and, making a hissing noise, came near to the boat. A man in the boat, seeing the powerful wings of Prince coming towards him, panicked, picked up an oar, and with all his might struck Prince's neck. The swan father saw to his horror that his beloved son was fatally injured and fighting for his life. His neck was broken. There was no hope of survival. With immense sadness in his heart, he did what he had to do. With his bill, he took Prince's neck and kept his head underwater for a while to save him from further suffering. His heart was broken. Lotus could only watch as her family was further torn apart. Her only hope was that there must be some way she could help. Lotus, on seeing her father so sad, felt deep sympathy and compassion for him. Deep down inside, she was hoping that this tragedy would bring her parents closer together again, but her father grew more silent and hopeless. It was in those days of mourning that Lotus searched for a solution, a way to heal her family. She remembered that there was an old, wise swan who lived on the lake nearby. Maybe he could help. She found herself thinking about the Star Father and the many questions that she had no answers to. In the countryside, not far from where Lotus grew up, there was a huge lake. It was a place of rare beauty. The water was still and quite clear and clean. Its banks were overgrown with wild rose bushes and huge willow trees whose branches hung low, almost touching the water. Many swans lived there, who with the pure whiteness of their feather dress, their dignified and royal nature, brought joy to many onlookers. For hours and hours they watched, touched by the beauty and behavior of these creatures. It seemed that the swan families living there were a quiet, peaceful, and happy gathering. The most beautiful spot on this lake was a small inlet, overgrown with reeds. A huge willow tree grew there, its branches dipping into the water, creating a secret place to hide away from the hustle and bustle of life on the lake. There, white lotus flowers were growing on huge green leaves, their beauty giving that place a special touch. It was there that Dada, the oldest and wisest of all the swans, lived. He had retired from a busy life and spent his time thinking deeply and contemplating on the answers to the many questions, especially those to do with the secrets of life and the existence of the Star Father. Dada lived a quiet, peaceful life and cared for the well-being of all the creatures on the lake. Dada understood the laws of nature and treated each creature with respect. He reflected on the wonders of life and shared his wisdom when the younger swans needed guidance. Dada's home was harmonious, and he lived in balance with all of nature. He saw the light inside all, and appreciated each one's special place in the world. Lotus heard that many swans went to listen to Dada's wisdom. Dada constantly thought of ways to help the others around him, and shared wise words and loving thoughts, which he understood after many years of thinking about the Star Father. Every morning, a special group would gather to hear the sweet teachings which helped them grow strong and happy. More and more, Dada spent his time thinking about the Star Father. Patiently and lovingly, he thought about the secrets of the universe and shared his thoughts with the Star Father. It was late one afternoon, after Dada had withdrawn into the shadow of the willow tree, that he was suddenly struck by a vision. Before him were the most horrible scenes. He saw all kinds of creatures crying out in despair. Many were dying painfully, especially his swan brothers and sisters. They were caught up in tragic situations everywhere, dying of various causes at a fast rate. Suddenly he realized that even this lake had totally changed. Dada closed his eyes. The horror he was witnessing seemed to weigh down heavily on his old wings and heart, and his eyes filled with tears of immense sorrow. Dada was shaken to the core of his being, and he silently started to plead. "Please, please, stop this. It is horrible. I can't bear to see the suffering anymore." When he opened his eyes again, all that he could see was his home lake in its natural beauty. Only with great effort did Dada slowly calm down and try to understand what he had seen. After days of thinking, he clearly understood that he had seen into the future, and that all creatures on Earth had lost what each and everyone wanted most in order to enjoy life: health, wealth, peace, and happiness. This world had become a death trap. Then, Dada had another vision. He suddenly experienced himself to be at the most beautiful lake in a magical world. A feeling of deep happiness and peace came over him as he observed this world with growing joy in his heart. The water of the lake was so clear that he could see all the plants, fish, and sparkling jewels at the bottom. Beautiful waterfalls that rang out like little bells created soothing natural music of happiness and contentment. Huge trees blossomed and invited everyone to sit in their shadow and enjoy the fresh air and serene nature. The lake was covered with the most beautiful lotus flowers, which were filling the air with fragrance, and the edge of the lake was covered with flowers of all colors, their beauty reflected in the water. Wherever he looked, he saw a world of unbelievable beauty, a sparkling, magical world full of fragrance. Many colors, bright golden light, and happy, peaceful creatures. Dada knew that it was a world where people and animals lived with respect for each other, a world of harmony and wealth in abundance. It was then that Lotus, who had grown into an adult swan, felt an immense pull to leave her home and her parents. For days and days, she felt the impulse to fly off and follow that secret call. She had hesitated, seeing the suffering of her parents. Her father had still not recovered from the death of Prince, and her mother kept clinging to Lilene, who had, due to overprotection and by being spoilt, become unable to care for herself. She did not really feel dislike for her parents, but neither did she really feel close to them. So it was easy for her to just leave and find her way to the lake where Dada lived. Lotus arrived on sparkling water where the gathering was contemplating the Starfather. She felt as if she had been guided by invisible help to reach there. When Dada saw her, he immediately recognized her as being very special. In those days, like magic, swans were coming to Dada from everywhere. It was a gathering of special swans who developed a close relationship with the Starfather. The Starfather himself came to give spiritual education and guidance to his special swans. Lotus felt such peace and tranquility surrounded by gentleness. She was allowed to stay and felt that she had found a real family where she was loved and valued. Lotus watched Dada as he surprised other families by welcoming them onto the lake and offering hospitality when they were used to being driven away whenever previously they had ventured into new waters. Dada's outlook and personality was quite unique. Crystal, another female swan, had joined the gathering. Crystal was jealous of Lotus, as Lotus was well respected by all for her enthusiasm and loving and honest nature. Lotus was affected by Crystal's behavior. She began to find it hard to concentrate. One day, Crystal made the move and went to Dada. He listened to the whole story and after a while said with a gentle voice, "Help Lotus by lending your specialities in any task that needs to be done, and you will automatically receive love and respect." Crystal was happy that Dada hadn't scolded her, but sweetly and wisely he had seen only the good in her. The days that followed were like magic. Crystal and Lotus were becoming equals. They started doing things together, cooperating by using their specialities for the same task, and started to consider the task they had as not being their own, but that of the Star Father. Lotus was now a very powerful young swan. She had been feeling restless, and she sensed that something sorrowful was pulling her mind, and she knew that she had to return home for a while. She told Dada about her feelings, and he gave her the strength to go. "Always see the good in others, and in every situation, see the original peaceful being in everyone. Then you will be all right and able to help." The next day, after the morning class gathering, she flew home. As she came closer, she could feel that immense sorrow must have befallen her family. Her parents, immediately sensed the enormous transformation in Lotus since she had left them. She could feel Lotus's peace. She suddenly knew that with her daughter's arrival, things would change for the better, and her heart was filled with new hope and strength. Lotus, seeing her father and Lilene in such an unhappy state, asked what had happened. Her father had neglected the territory and allowed others to take the food and pollute the water. He stopped caring for himself and the family. One day, the mother swan left Lilene alone in the nest, and disaster struck. A dog attacked Lilene, and as she was unable to swim or to fly away, she was a sitting target. The dog damaged Lilene's right wing. That evening, she sat alone at the riverbank to talk in her thoughts to the Starfather and to Dada to find guidance. After a while, she realized what she had to do. Gently, she told her father that Little Prince was a star soul and had, upon his death, taken another swan body to live another life. She also told him that his grief would affect the little star soul and wouldn't allow him to be happy and free. Even though at first her father rejected what she told him, she watched him change, and he seemed to be deep in thought, gathering more strength and hope. Lotus spent much time with her mother, listening to her or telling her stories which she had heard from Dada. All the stories were entertaining, but they also contained deep wisdom. The mother realized that she had protected Lilene too much and become too attached to her. It had made both of them dependent on each other. To feel guilty about it didn't help. She accepted the past as being the past and started a new life. She had to teach Lilene to look after herself and set her free. Slowly, Lotus saw her parents change and become stronger each day in their determination to end their old behavior. It was like magic to see this transformation. Lotus spent time thinking a lot about the Starfather. Finally, the call came for Lotus to return to Dada. She knew her family would be all right now. The time had come to say goodbye. Her parents, sister, and friends of the family, deeply thankful in their hearts for the change Lotus had brought to the family, saw her fly off one morning. Deep within, the swan mother sensed that Lotus was a very special swan, and that nothing could harm her daughter because she seemed to be protected. Lotus returned to the gathering of special swans and immediately sensed a change. Each had transformed a great deal since Lotus had left. They radiated light, and a deep silent vibration was all around. Dada knew that the part he was playing here on Earth had come to an end. He called on every special swan to gather under the willow tree at sunset one evening. Everyone came as they watched Dada. They could see how strongly he was connected with the Star Father. They also saw that there was a very distinct glow of light surrounding him. His whole appearance was very royal, pure, and holy. After a while, Dada broke the silence of the gathering, and with a gentle and tender voice, he said, "Children, you are the close children of the Star Father, the stars of hope of the whole world. You have to be very careful of each and every thought you have." Dada then looked with great love at each and every swan in the gathering, and with his heart full of joy, seeing how each swan had transformed under the guidance of the Star Father, asked everyone to gather in the middle of the lake. Dada and the gathering of swans moved silently to the middle of the lake, remembering the Star Father as they swam. Like magic, 8 swans formed a circle around Dada, and whoever witnessed this saw that those 8 formed a crown with their wings. All the other swans in Dada's care gathered around those 8 swans, who started to sing the swan song. As he sang this last verse, with great compassion for all the star souls here on earth, and being completely lost in love with the Star Father, his body became heavy. His neck was bending backwards until it came to rest on his wings. Dada was dead. Only the very refined eyes of the special swans around him could see that Dada had turned into an angel swan, his star soul sparkling like a diamond in the center of his forehead, spreading love and peace to the whole world as he lifted away. Not a sound was heard. It was as if the immense vibration of love, peace, and silence of Dada's star soul had transformed them all. It was in this silence that all were witnesses as the 8 swans who had gathered around Dada in a circle started to flap their wings and gracefully flew off 2 by 2 to all 4 corners of the world. The Star Father had transformed them into holy swans to bring true peace, happiness, health, and wealth back to the whole world. And Lotus was one of the 8.